Welcome to today's episode of The Power of Reinvention. Here we talk with my guests about the dreams, the visions, and the passions that individuals have every day and dare to explore them. Whether it's business or personal, you're entitled to live the life that you want, and no matter what the circumstances, you have the power to create success, fulfill your dreams, and live with passion. That's what I'm talking about. So dare greatly and happy reinventing, folks. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Power of Reinvention. I am so excited to be here today with my amazing, gorgeous, wonderful guest, Susanna Pyers. Hello, my dear. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous with you. Thank you so much for the invitation to be here with you. And I admire you so much.
Likewise, my friend, my new friend. And I have to apologize. I don't know if I even pronounced your last name correctly because I've never heard anybody else pronounce it. But given your background and your nationality, I'm going to guess that back in Brazil, that is not how they say your last name.
Oh, it's not Pyres, but can be. It's Pires.
Pires.
It's amazing, Pyres. I love Pyres.
Okay, we're gonna go pseudo Australian American style, but I knew that there is a much more sophisticated way to pronunciate your last name, and I am thrilled. I mean, look, we met through a wonderful mutual friend of ours, Kevin, that connected us, and for all the right reasons. And then we were blessed to be in New York at the same time when your book was coming out that week. Billboards all over Times Square promoting the book Unleashed, which we're going to talk about today. And we managed to squeeze in a beautiful lunch together, which was the highlight of my week and really a treat for you and I to have that kind of time together. So I now feel like I have my friend on my show, not just another wonderful guest. So
yes.
I want to thank you. And for those who don't know who you are, I'm going to give a little background, give a little context. Susanna is an award-winning actress, writer, executive producer, and entrepreneur from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Susanna's decorated career as an actress spans three decades as she has starred in dozens of films, TV series, and plays. She is the first Brazilian writer to attend and graduate from the prestigious Sundance Directors Lab, and went on to break the nation's gender barrier by becoming the first lead actress turned head writer and showrunner. Beyond her acclaimed film and TV work, Susanna is widely known in Brazil as an author and entrepreneur, furthering the message of women's empowerment through her institute and book, Dona de Si. Did I say that okay? Yes.
Yes, okay. Perfect.
And most recently, she has transitioned from Brazil to Los Angeles. So we have many more lunches and cocktails and dinners in our future, where she has begun developing TV and film for the broader international market like Avalon Studios, Mermaid Studios, and Amazon US, while continuing to advocate for the issues that face her native country. And in 2023, just last month, I believe, she launched her book, Unleashed, here in the U.S. market. And I got to tell you, folks, all you have to do is go to Susanna's Instagram page. You will be in awe to see what she has been up to, the book signings, the events, the billboards, the gatherings, and the conversations that you have been blessed to both create and to have supporting the release of your book. And you have so many incredible friends and colleagues that are just holding you up right now in all that you're doing. And I am just, my heart is so full for you. And I know as a fellow author how meaningful that is. And how important it is. I mean, you put a lot into this book, and it is not something to be taken lightly. There is such an important message in your book, Unleashed. But I think before we go there, we're going to go back in time a little bit. And I want to explore with you who was little Susanna. And as a young girl, did you have any idea that this was the career, the life that you were going to be creating for yourself?
No, I did not. So my childhood was very happy with my father, my mom, and my sister. But we used to travel to a city called Araruama in Rio with my whole family, all my aunts and siblings and other cousins and, you know, so in one home, okay, 27 persons for four rooms, four bedrooms, this kind of things.
Yeah.
So I started there to present myself as a little drag queen. Like I used to, yeah, because I put makeup and a very nice, you know, wardrobe, and I went to all of the other houses to lip sync Madonna, Cyndi Lauper. It was the 80s, and that's how I started my career. And my dad, he used to say, okay, but if you were doing your work, you need to be paid. And then I started to, you know, put my hat for those. And yeah.
You were an early performer. You were not the shy one in the room. And, you know, clearly you went on to make a career out of that. So how does one go from what you were doing in people's homes to that next stage of your career? How did you, you know, when did you ever have a doubt that this was a way you could make a living? Was there, I mean, you know, it's one thing growing up in Hollywood when it's all around you and everybody makes a living in this business on entertainment. Yeah. But that not so much the case where you were growing up. So, you know, it's lovely to dream. And if we don't dream, we don't get anywhere. So, you know, what was it? Were you just having a good time and hoping one day it would become something that you could do forever? Did you start to think about other career paths at some point in your life? No, it was always this.
Never. It was always this. And I've never had a plan B. And with 14, when, you know, I said to my parents, do you remember that I used to tell that I wanted to be an actress, an artist? So that's the time to, this is the time to begin.
Yeah.
And then I went to a very famous theater course in Rio. And in 2 months, I was working in theater on stage. I was 15, and I've never stopped it as an actress. And then with 25 as a writer, because I began working as an actress a lot on stage, always on stage. Yeah. With 18, I went to TV. And with 26, I've performed in my first movie, Elite Squad.
Yes.
And so, okay, this is my acting career. And then I was a writer also.
Exactly.
And
I just,
yes. And in Brazil, you know, in the 90s, we did not have a nice, you know, education for screenwriting.
Right.
So I decided, and I did not have money to move to LA to study at that time. So I decided to study philosophy.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I studied a lot and I'm a philosopher.
Right.
And when I graduated, I started to write to theater. And then one thing led to another. And I was working in a major production company in Brazil called Conspiração. And I started to writing for TV a program about sex.
Haha.
Oh my God, it was so funny because.
And was that controversial at the time? Was that acceptable? Was it a bit of
a little controversial because Brazil is a very, you know, like very traditional country. We seem to be modern, but we are not.
Right.
So I was very young. I was, I don't know, maybe 27, 28, writing alone a show for cable TV about sex. And it brought me a recognition inside the market. Yeah. You know, like, who is writing this? Because the program, the show was a hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This instantly. Because I was talking about sex with, you know, joy and not heavy, you know?
Yeah.
And so 3 years later, Global Television, it's one of the biggest in the world.
Yep.
They hired me as an actress and also writer. So, and I've been there for 24 years. And so, I wrote
and you've directed and you've written and you've acted and you wear all these different hats. Is there one that you love more than the other?
The actress is the responsible for everything. It's the primary energy, you know, like with, because the actress, she's never exhausted, never.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a force of nature that I've had to learn how to deal with that.
Yeah. There's the personality, the artiste, the creator, that, you know, that there's a lot going on there. It's sort of manage that in different situations and circumstances, especially when you're acting things that you might have written and, you know, really have a voice in the way something should be produced or directed. It's extraordinary. So I would assume, and maybe I should not be making that assumption, but you were very confident and you were a force that probably was very difficult for anybody else to really hold down or manage or put in a box. And that was sort of who you were, right? And I wish everybody could see the laugh and the smile on your face. And we're gonna have to use a few video clips to promote this episode because people need to see this beautiful face and the smiling. But it's a mischievous smile, so I can tell you turned over quite a few rocks and probably created a lot of noise when you were moving through your career. But you were also a very respected activist and you've championed women's rights and women's empowerment. And that's so much what your book is about. Let's talk a little bit about the work that you've done in that space and what led you to write this book, Unleashed, and the message that you're trying to really share and communicate that is having that impact on other women.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'm, you know, about this energy, this happiness, you know, I have this kind, this, you know, this joy to live and to bring this smile or a different emotion to the audience as an actress or writer or activist. You know, the energy is the same. So Unleashed is a book that I wrote because I started with my own pain. I am a woman from Brazil. I am an actress, a comedian, a sex symbol, but I am also a writer, producer, showrunner. I'm a leader too.
Yeah.
I'm in this position. And it was, and it is very difficult to face, to deal with in a daily basis, because you were constantly being tested. And constantly someone is saying, no, you can't.
Yeah.
So I've had to fight a good fight.
Yeah.
You know, because I have ethic, you know, I have moral support, and I've always had. And my parents, just a parenthesis here, they've had three things that my sister and I should do in our life. First was, oh, give me a certificate, you know, a college degree.
Yes.
The second one was, you know, to dedicate yourself to a sport and learn how to compete. And the third one was learn English. So you can cross the border, you can go, you know. So the book was born when I was suffering a lot.
Yes.
I was making a lot of money, but with a lot of pain. And it's so funny because it's always like that. You know, with yeah. people that it's achieving a success. You have all the recognition and you are achieving everything and you are in pain because it's not easy. And at that time that I was, you know, it was my first step. It was my first product that I was putting on air, and I was the head writer and the showrunner.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I was tested a lot, and then I've learned how is to break the glass ceiling. And then I started to write a column at Marie Claire Online in Brazil called Dona de Si, which means unleashed. Okay. Yeah. The translation, it's an expression.
Yes.
And in 6 months, the column was a hit. And for the first time, I was in the cover of a big portal online, not in bikinis.
Yeah.
But with my column, with my thoughts.
Yeah. And, big, you know, so. Big difference. Big difference.
Yeah. Big difference. And I was like, oh my God. If I put my heart, mind, Susanna, not through a character,
yeah.
but mine,
yeah.
I think I can communicate this thing better
yeah.
and transform this thing in something very nice.
Yep.
So I've done my institute, Dona de Si, and in order to put the institute out, I've done a research with my team, and we've mapped the three main pains that a woman is feeling in a professional field.
And what, may I ask what those are? Yes.
Yeah. First one, exhaustion. We're work overloaded because we don't know how to negotiate the professional and the personal side.
Yeah.
We just accumulate.
Yeah.
The second one are the oppressions, you know, it's every day. It's constantly, since something subtle until something very abusive. And the third one is the loneliness that we feel. Because it's difficult for us to act in pack as women, yeah. you know, to support each other, to listen to each other. And then I've done my institute to try to neutralize those three pains. And the book is about the five steps to neutralize those three pains. Accordingly, our researches and I wrote this with my story, putting all my mistakes, you know, everything. So I think what Unlist brought to me was like, oh my God, you were so honest with yourself. So I think someone will hear you.
Yeah.
And they do.
And they do. Well, I mean, look, you're fortunate in that you spent your life creating a platform that has given you notoriety and visibility and respect. And to be able to use that platform now to empower women, to have impact, to inspire people, to have the confidence and the fortitude, not only to value themselves, but also their lives and share how to do that is such a beautiful thing. And, you know, we don't see that every day from the wonderful, fabulous actors in the world. And it's really precious when we see people use their platform for good and use it in the most authentic way. That is truly who you are. And I sort of get chills just thinking about who you are, because I know you just a little bit better because of the time that we've spent together. And I think anybody who reads your book and has the opportunity to engage with this message that you're sharing and really do the work is going to find that it's transformative. And what a beautiful thing that you can have that impact on people's lives.
Yes. And Kathy, I'm a little moved here because I'm always like that when I talk about the Institute. And in Rio, we are working and boosting women that live in a favela, you know, in a very vulnerable territory.
Right.
Very violent.
Right.
I need authorization to get in there.
Wow.
So it's very delicate.
And probably your message could be volatile for certain women, because if they want this and they strive to have more autonomy, that could be dangerous for them, right?
Yes.
So how do you talk to people like that, knowing that?
Yes.
It's not like, hey, the woman down the street here in Los Angeles. It is a different environment. So yeah, how do you help them? How do you support people dealing with that?
We've built a support system. The Donna DC Institute, that is my institute, we have the Donna DC Journey, that it's an education, you know, in a platform, and it's hybrid, online and in person, for entrepreneurship, okay? This part of life, the professional side. And then I have another NG. It's NG, right? In English?
Yeah.
Nonprofit.
Yes. NGO.
And the NGO, yes. Yeah. And they provide therapy for each one of them. And then we have on another side lawyers.
Right.
For domestic violence. So we are very delicate to approach these women. Our work is not in 3 months. It's 1 year at minimum.
Yeah.
1 year.
Yeah.
For us to see, because we start, this woman, she needs, when she starts with us, she needs everything. She needs food.
Yeah.
And when we deliver her back to the life, she has money. She's honoring her talent. And so that's why I'm always very moved with that.
Right.
You know, and I came to Brazil to do a lot of things, but we have an award. So you know, they won an award and they share their stories. And it's so beautiful. And it's like, I'm so strong right now, and I've never felt loneliness ever. And as an actress, I was having like 6 years ago, I was having like, oh my God, why should I go to a red carpet again? I've been doing that for the past 25 years. And now I go with a smile because I'm not alone anymore. Amazing. You know, I'm so strong with them.
Yeah. So that's beautiful.
That's the thing. And that's the thing.
So what is next for you? Where do you take all this? Where do you go? What's the next chapter? What's that reinvention?
Oh my God. The reinventions. I think it's Hollywood, because I was, you know, working in Brazil, and a studio hired me because they were looking for a Latina writer with a specific project, and I've had it all. And I started to work in LA last year, and then I went to another studio, and then I have now a manager.
That's amazing.
An agent, right? You know, like I have a team.
I mean, I don't know. You've done all this work without one. I don't know what you're leaving for your manager to do, but you know, I'm sure you'll let him know.
And you know, my team here, they got me so fast, because my team in Brazil, they know my, you know, that I am always inventing something.
Yeah.
And now my American team is like, my agent just came into the team like 2 months ago, and my lawyer, my PR, and the manager was telling him, oh, you don't have a lot to do. We have emotion here. We're, you know, it's an adventure to work with Susanna. So, and I like that, because I like to work with people that, you know, the eyes are sparkling and they are like, let's do this now. And
the passion
I am super passionate.
Yes.
You can see. And I'm intense. And
but you need
know,
that.
That's it.
You need that. And honestly, look, it's probably very refreshing for your team, because you're willing to do the work. You do it on all sides. And you're willing to show up, and you're willing to put everything into it. And that's wonderful. I mean, that's fun to work with. You know, those are the best partners, the best clients, the best allies.
Yes.
And, you know, there's no doubt that you would surround yourself with a team that would be, you know, of that magnitude, so that, you know, you're moving forward as a force field. How did it feel the first time you saw that billboard up on Sunset or in Times Square with your book on it? Was that just the most ridiculous moment for you?
Yes, because, you know, I took my car and I went to Sunset with my dog.
Yeah.
My dog is my son. It's like he's always with me. And my dad was in a hospital at that time.
Yeah.
And I video call him.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you won't believe that where I am. And are you ready to see that? And he was like, of course, with oxygen, you know, because my dad is, you know, amazing. And I was, okay, I'm going to show you. And then I turned the cell phone and he was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I want to go to the airport right now.
It's amazing. Good thing you prepared him for that. Right.
Yes. And, it was amazing. And then I cried with him, and he was crying also, because my dad, like 20 years ago, he said something to me very beautiful in my wardrobe room in the theater. I was doing my play, this play here.
De Preto, what does that say?
Depends. It's up close. Yeah. She ain't normal.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a big comedy here. Yeah. And now it's a franchising movie. So my dad told me, you know what? My dad's an engineer. So an telecommunications engineer. So, yeah. And I'm an artist.
It's, right.
And he said to me, you know what? Now I know what's been an actress, because today I look at you and I did not see you. I saw the character. It was so strange. And I was like, Dad, now I'm an actress. Now I'm an actress.
Amazing.
This is so important because you are my father. And you were saying that.
Yeah.
So amazing. So I'm always sharing with him, my mom, and, you know, my family,
yeah,
all this. So, and in Brazil, we have this family back.
Right.
And I'm a little, you know, I'm a little like, okay, guys, I'm going to live in another place. So,
yeah. Yeah. You're the little rebel in the family.
Yes, I am. I'm always, you know. And,
shocker.
And it's good. Yes. And then I went to the Sunset Boulevard again at night. And I was just looking and, you know, like I like the picture and I like everything. Yeah. And
well, your book cover is beautiful and eye-catching, yeah, and the picture's fabulous. And, you know, I look, Times Square is not a bad place to have a billboard either. And
oh,
I mean,
God,
that was extraordinary. And you did a book, yeah, signing there that week. And I know you've been doing a lot of things to support the book. And most importantly, getting the word out and helping the people that are reading it and sharing the work that you've done that's gone into it that is really authentically supporting, you know, the confidence people need,
yeah,
to know they can have the life that they want, which is so much of what I deal with in the conversations around the permission to reinvent your life in a way that you want. We're very complex individuals, and there's got to be some part of every one of us that we can tweak ever so slightly. It doesn't have to be massive. It doesn't have to be a huge overhaul. It also doesn't have to happen in 5 minutes. But if we, yeah, have our dreams and our fantasies about what we can have in our life, and we can find those baby steps forward to create some version of that or all of it, then it's about having the confidence and those around us to say, you can do this in some way. And it may not be now, it may be later. There are so many circumstances that hold us back, and they're all not excuses. Some of them are very legitimate, and timing is everything. But it doesn't mean you give up on what you want to build, what you want to create, who you want to be. Look at what you've created for your life. And I'm sure there were, yeah, so many obstacles along the way.
Oh,
and
my
you
God.
Kept pushing and you kept pushing. And not everybody has, yeah, a father or parents or siblings or friends who are going to support you. They're going to say, you're crazy. What are you doing? Go get a job. Why are you, you know, that's never going to happen. We don't need to listen, yeah, to those people. Uh-uh.
No.
They're not the dreamers.
I think I have you know, 20% of my personality, not 20, I think more, it's like a clown. I am not afraid of being ridiculous. I'm not.
Yeah. Wow.
So it gives me a freedom to be me, you know, to be a character, to write a play and believe that it was nice to produce. So I've had that, and yeah, I have that all the time, and I've never lost it. And, you know, it's a clown. It's,
yeah,
like, okay, if you don't like that, I'm going to try again.
Yeah. Well, that's persistence, you know, and that, you know, not everybody has that, but they can adopt that. They can create,
yeah,
that if they are given the tools and the inspiration and the belief to see what others are doing. And you tell that in such a beautiful way, and you share that in who you are, because that is the way you've chosen to live your life. And look where you are, look at what you're doing and what you're going to do. Oh my goodness. I mean, you know, look out Hollywood. Here she comes. The writer's strike is over. The actor's strike is going to wrap up.
Let's go.
She's like ready to take over. So the little Brazilian bombshell is about to, you know, set Hollywood on fire. And, you know, it's exciting. It's a beautiful and very exciting time in your life, Susanna. And I am so glad that I'm going to be playing in this space with you, just as your friend and as your colleague in different ways, that we're going to brainstorm and build and do.
And a mentor, because our talk is like, oh my God, Kath, you know so much, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
please, let's keep talking.
Always.
You know.
Yeah. And we'll make sure Kevin gets pulled into these conversations,
because
we can't let him miss out. But I want to ask you a fun question before we go. And, you know, you've been around Tinseltown and Hollywood and met some amazing people in your journey and your life. But if you were to have a dinner party and you could invite 3 or 4 people to that table, they could be living, maybe not living, people that would move you, that you would be inspired to have conversation with, that you'd love to have a glass of wine and break bread with, 3 or 4 people that would be interesting for you. Oh, who might God. They be?
I think Viola Davis would be, you know, like, Viola, please, let's have a wine. And because she's, and, you know, I'm thinking, I think Viola Davis, I think our president right now, Lula.
Yeah.
You know, he's a very interesting figure. And Einstein.
Oh, what a combination. I'm definitely, I'll bring the wine. I'm coming to that.
Please.
That's fascinating. I love that. I mean, you know, really, like, imagine the type of conversations that would go on.
Yeah. And could you imagine this?
It's extraordinary. And, you know, we can do this every day. It may not be an Einstein, and it may not be a Viola Davis, and it may not be a president. But when you think about the beauty of connecting extraordinary people and minds together, and the types of projects that you do and what you inspire in others to think or experience through your art, through your work, I am so excited to see what's next for you. And,
you know, so, oh, I'm sorry, but I need to say that because I've met, you know, wonderful people in LA in this past 2 years. So Kevin, he's a lost brother.
Yeah.
And it was instantly, and it's so profound and concrete, our bond.
Yeah.
And I have amazing friends in LA, real friends.
Yeah.
You know, my last birthday, I was in LA and the table was
full.
Full. With 10 friends, real. And so I'm very happy because the bond and the friendship, it's a construction. It's every day. It's how are you?
Yeah.
And listen.
And it's real. So, it's real, which is a beautiful thing, especially when you come from another place. I mean, I know that firsthand and moved around a lot in my lifetime. And it's a really beautiful thing when later in life, like you and I, you connect with people, you create new friendships, and they're real and they're beautiful. And you attract that. So that's not surprising. And I'm just so excited to continue all of our conversations, to watch all the magic that you're going to create. I encourage everybody to follow Susanna on her Instagram and pick up a copy of her book, Unleashed. We'll put all the details in our show notes. Let's continue to see the beautiful magic that you keep creating. I'm so excited for you. I so appreciate you having time to be here on the show today with us.
Of course.
And more to come, my friend. Probably not on a podcast, but most definitely in person.
Oh, for sure. And I am so, you know, comfortable with you that I was about to speak in Portuguese, thinking.
Go ahead. Someone out there is going to get it.
I'm sorry. Because when I'm comfortable, I'm like, suddenly I speak in Portuguese and people are, what do you say?
That is and great.
So thank you so much, Kathy, because your work is, you know, the power of reinvention. It's like, it's powerful. It's not easy. And your work is amazing. So I'm glad to know you and to be your friend.
Thank you. My pleasure. So for all of you, thank you for joining us today, for being a part of this conversation. If you are looking for more inspiration and stories and anecdotes and, you know, following people who have had really profound and an interesting reinvention moments in their lives, please go to the reinventionexchange.com. There are interviews and podcasts and virtual chats and blogs. And of course, you can pick up a copy of my book. But today we're here to promote Unleashed. I want you to please pick up a copy of Susanna's book. It's beautiful. It's brilliant. You have just done such a gorgeous job with it. And I just hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day, your week, your year, and happy reinventing, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful time. Thanks for listening to The Power of Reinvention. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and review the show. Wouldn't mind a 5-star review. It would be greatly appreciated. Also, be sure to visit thereinventionexchange.com to share your reinvention stories, suggest a guest, join the newsletter mailing list, get access to my book, which is called Reinvent Your Life, What Are You Waiting For?, and discover fantastic bonus content with my blogs, and listen in to the Reinvention Virtual Chat series. Don't forget to join me next week for another episode. Please share with a friend. And thank you for listening. Happy reinventing.